Right? Because we're about to begin a new sugya, but again, it very much picks up on some of the inyan we've been talking about in the past. So the Gemara was actually discussing the different lashonos of kiddushin, and the Gemara had mentioned the possibility of saying either a lashon kiddushin mamish or a lashon erusin, a lashon ishti, etc. But the problem was that the Gemara left out a key word. A key word was the word li, that the person said a rem mekudeshes, a rem mureses, and he didn't say li. He didn't say that he wants to be mekadesh heart for him. So the Gemara raises a red flag on that and says, well, how does that work? He didn't really finish the dibur. So this brings us into a whole other topic in halacha of dibur, which is going to touch on not just the kiddushin and gittin, but whenever the halacha requires a dibur, and a person gives almost a half-baked dibur, he didn't quite finish the sentence. Do we have the right to finish the sentence for him? Or do we say, no, we only take what you said, and that's it, and we're not going to add any more word. We look at the words that came out of your mouth. If those words do not suffice, then the whole chalos is no good. Or is there a certain leeway in halacha to begin to extend the person's dibur a little bit? Why would one even think that there's such a concept in halacha? Have you heard of such a thing? Why do we take into consideration what you didn't say? We should only take into consideration what you did say. So there is a chiddush haTorah in the realm of nedarim, and that's going to be ultimately the source of our sugya, in the realm of nedarim, where the Torah speaks about the significance of deep, where a person takes a neder, and he begins to tell a story, begins to say something, and he didn't quite finish what he said. So the opening mishnah of Seches Nedarim tells us, Yadas Nedarim ki Nedarim, that if a person starts the story, and we'll get to the details what that means to start, if he starts the story, and he basically said it, and he just left out the last word, the last punchline, so Hilchas Nedarim takes over, and sometimes the halacha will say, we finish the sentence for him, it's as if he already said it. So the Gemara is working already in Maseches Kedushin with that hanukh, already with that premise, that such an idea carries over. We're going to see as the sugya hopefully unfolds, how did the Gemara even know that we can compare Nedarim and Kedushin, just because they're in the same seder and shas, they seem to be very, very different areas of halacha. So the Gemara is working already with that assumption, that they're not saying the word li, maybe we're going to salvage that Kedushin, based on the principle of yadus, so yadayim. Yadayim and yadus, the correct dictum is yadayim, but the truth is that in the Gemara, we're showing back and forth, they say yadayim and yadus. So it's not a mistake, it was a yeshivish dictum, but it's just the way, whatever it is, Chazal spoke, yadayim and yadus. It's the same thing. So comes the Gemara, begins the first of the Ramakamos, and the bottom of Hamad base. Amalei HaPapa Lebai. L'meimer desava Shmuel, yadayim she'em ochichas havin yadayim. From the fact that Shmuel was the one who said that the Lashon Kedushin, even leaving out the word Li, would be all right, from the fact that Shmuel was willing to accept this almost half-said, half-baked Lashon Kedushin, that Shmuel is not only assuming there's a principle of Yadayim, that we have a right to continue, to finish off what the person said. The Ran Nedarim writes that the word Yadayim means literally handle. So Yadayim means, I'm holding on to the, I'm not holding on to the jug, I'm only holding on to the handle, but it's as if I'm holding on to the whole thing. So too, I didn't say the whole thing, but I started it. I'm holding on to the Dibur, so we finished the Dibur for me. That's why Chazal coined the phrase Yadayim. So comes Rav Papa to Abaye and he said, for the fact that Shmuel accepts a Kedushin without saying the magic word Li, not only does he accept Yadayim, but he accepts even Yadayim She'ein Mechichos. That's already a whole another level of Yadayim. Even within a Yad, within Yadayim, the Gemara Maseches Nedarim differentiates between two different types of Yadayim. The Yadayim Mechichos, which means that the person didn't finish the story, but there is no question what he wanted to say. There is no other way to explain the words that he did say without saying the last word. The guy got lazy, he left out the last word, but it's so obvious, it's clear from the context that is the next word. That's a Yad Mechiach. A Yad She'enu Mechiach means, we're not 100% sure, it could go either way. And at the end of the day, the guy's saying he meant to say that he meant to, but didn't. So that's called the Yad She'enu Mechiach. So from the words itself, it's not 100% crystal clear, that's what he meant to say. So if Shmuel is willing to accept the Kedusha without the word Li, that is not only an accepting of the principle of Yadayim, but that is an accepting of the principle of Yadayim She'ein Mechichas, because a person says, Rebbe Mekudeshes. To who? Maybe he's the Baal, maybe he's the Shliach. I don't know who he's being Mekadeshes to. So just because he says, Rebbe Mekudeshes, we want to finish the words, how do you know? Maybe it's one way or it's the other way, how do you know? So even if 5 minutes later he says, yeah, I meant to say Li, and she says, yeah, I meant to marry you. Everyone said, but Lemaisa wasn't said. So if Shmuel is willing to accept the Kedushin without the word Li, he is not only subscribing to Yadayim, he's subscribing even to Yadayim Shem Mechichos. So it's on that second point that Rav Papa questioned, and he said, I've got Tanan. We have a Mishnah Maseches Nazir, where the Mishnah says, "A hey, hareze Nazir." A person gets up and he says, "Hey, I will be." So the Mishnah says that's a lashon of Nazirus. Now, when it comes to Nazirus, Nazirus is a part of Nadarim, and Nadarim and Shavuos and Nazirus require what we call hafla, require an expression of speech. You can't become a Nazir just thinking about being a Nazir. You have to really express it verbally. So if a person says, "Hey," that's not enough. If he says, "Haredi Nazir," that's Nazirus. He says, "Hey Nazir," "Aye Nazir," that's the lashon Nazirus. He says, "Hey," and he stops, "I will be Haredi Nazir." So the Gemara says, "Va'avidin ba." When we learn Maseches Nazir, we question that Mishnah. The Gemara says, "V'duma ahei b'tainis ka'amar." Maybe the guy meant to say he's going to fast. "Ahei" just means "I will be." The guy gets up and says, "I'll be what?" So I will be a Nazir. I will fast tomorrow. I don't know what it means. So that's a yad she'ein b'chiyach that shouldn't be valid. V'amar Shmuel, and how critical for our sugya, it was Shmuel who explains pshat in that Mishnah. Shmuel said, "V'hu shahaya Nazir over the fun of." Shmuel said that b'med v'am amurim, that the Mishnah says a hey is a good enough yad. That's if there was a Nazir standing there. There's a fellow standing there with has gotten a haircut a long time. Everyone knows he's a Nazir. And Reuven says, hey, I'm going to be. So obviously everybody knows. He's looking at the guy, staring at the guy in the face, and he's saying, "Hey, I'm going to be." He forgot to say the next word, "Hey, Nazir." But that's what he meant to say. But if not, time of the Nazir over the fun of. The only reason why the Mishnah accepts such a Lashon, such a Yad, is because there's another Nazir there. Halav Achilo, but if the Nazir isn't there, so from context it's not clear what the person wants, so then we would not accept such a Yad, and we would say the person is in fact not a Nazir, even though he meant to be a Nazir. We're not questioning. We know what he means. We trust him. He's telling us he meant to be a Nazir, but meaning intention to be a Nazir is not enough. You need a deeper of Nazirus. So from the fact that Shmuel says you need a Nazir over the fun of, that proves to us that Yadayim She'im Mechichas are no good. How does that sit with what Shmuel told us before? That you don't have to say Li. So Gemara says, "Ha chamei askin and derma Li." A little bit of a letdown. Gemara says, "You're right. That if a person gives a ring to a woman and says, 'Haret Mukudeshes,' it's no good because it's a Yad She'enu Mechichas. And we have no reason to believe that Yad She'enu Mechichas is good. Forget, we have every reason to believe that it's no good. Shmuel and Uchas Naziris taught us that in order to suffice to be in the category of halacha of a Yad, it has to be Mechichas. Anything that's Einu Mechichas is no good. Therefore, the only way the person is going to be a Nazir, there's a Nazir there. The only way the condition can be Michal is if the person said Li. So when Shmuel told us that you have to say Aret Mekudeshes, even though he forgot to say the word, he meant to say Li. It means Li is critical. So the Gemara asks, "Hachim I kamash malon?" So what do I need Shmuel for? I need Shmuel to get up and tell me you can say Aret Mekudeshes Li. I look in the center, it says Aret Mekudeshes Li. Now, Hani Lishtei Basarei kamash malon. Shmuel meant to teach us, because if you remember from last sugya, Shmuel said that if you say Haret Mekudeshes, that's good. But if you say Haredi Ishech, that's no good. If you say a Lashon that has the connotation that you are becoming her husband, or in the case of Get, that you are no longer her husband, that's no good. The Lashon of Kedusha L'Shnegesh has to focus on the woman. So he has to say, "At Mekudesh." If he says, "Hare Aniya Baal Shalach," that's totally meaningless. So the real goal of Shmuel was to get to the punchline, to get to the second half. And in passing, he said, "Quickly, Hare Mekudesh." He forgot to say the word, but he meant Li, because of course you need Li. Without Li, it's Yadayim Shebechichas. So it's this Gemara that opens up for us the entire Sugya of Yadayim in the realm of Kedusha and Gerushin. And the basic fundamental question, we can't even begin to discuss, what is a good yad? What's not a good yad? Who told us this yadayim altogether? Where did yadayim come from? It came from Nedarim. Hopefully, that's from tomorrow. We'll have to see the dinim of yadas relating to Nedarim, how they should or should not carry over the kedushin, and then begin to get the proper perspective concerning our sugya.